elephant hawk moth. In every aspect of life, there are things that are dull and unenticing, and other things that are bright and endearing. Moths, by most people's measure, fall into the former category. Moths are seen as being, at best, boring, brown, unassuming creatures. Most are tiny and tend to look a little dowdy. They generally fly by night, so we rarely see them nor pay them much attention. Butterflies, on the other hand, are colourful and pretty. We see them flying from flower to flower on sunny days with their cheerful gait and easy beauty. Of course, with more than 1,400 different species of moth in Ireland alone, there are dozens of species that contravene our discriminatory distinctions. For there are more species of day-flying moths in Ireland than there are different butterflies. Many moths are exceptionally pretty too. Adorned with stunning combinations of colour and shade laid out in super-symmetrical patterns, this aesthetics supersedes the whims of the beholder. Their aesthetics supersede the whims of the beholder. And the species that stands out most as a beauty of the moth world is the elephant hawk moth. These big-bodied moths are clad entirely in an exquisite combination of furry pink and olive green. Their head, body and wings are all patterned with bright pink symmetrical lines and golden olive green. Sometimes they can be seen at dusk in woodland glades as well as along hedges, in gardens and flower-filled fields, wherever a plentiful supply of the right kind of flowers is on hand. And as well as being beautiful, elephant hawk moths have some intriguing abilities. First up, they spend winter as caterpillars, chomping through green leaves, with a preference for plants such as rosebay, willow herb, lady's bedstraw and fuchsia. If threatened by a predator, these caterpillars have eye spots they can enlarge that make them look scary, like a snake. In spring, they will have hidden out beneath dry leaves to undergo their metamorphosis, changing from caterpillar to hard-shelled chrysalis. In May and June, elephant hawk moths emerge as winged adults. Now they have a newfound ability to fly, to see their flower-rich habitats unfolding before their eyes, to drink their fill of sweet nectar, and to find love, or at least a mate, in the fleeting window of summer. As a hawk moth flies about, they see with super-enhanced colour vision, able to hone in on flowers that are rich in sweet, energising nectar. Recent research has revealed that elephant hawk moths have exceptionally sensitive eyes so that they can see colour clearly, even in darkness. Their night vision is especially adapted to pick up on ultraviolet, blue and green wavelengths, the very part of the light spectrum that most animals are unable to detect in low light conditions. Because they are night flyers, evolution has endowed them with the perfect physiology that they can locate the right flowers to feed from, even in the heart of the night. When they come near a choice blossom, they fly close. Though rather than landing on the petals, hawk moths hover on rapidly beating wings, so much so that they hum as they hover. This hovering is what earned them the hawk part of their name. Unfurling their long proboscis, an appendage that works like a drinking straw, they can smell the flower through olfactory neurons on the tip of their proboscis before dipping the tip into the flower store of nectar and sucking up what's there. Both sweet smell and tasty reward are the flower's well-honed invitation to the moth, a mutualistic motivation for the moth to keep foraging, flower to flower, inadvertently transporting pollen on their bodies as they travel. Because elephant hawk moths fly mainly at dusk and through the night, they draw nectar from the flowers that open up their petals during the night. Honeysuckle flowers, for example, are known to emit their scent most strongly at dusk, and hawk moths have a suitably long proboscis with which to reach the nectary at the base of the honeysuckle's long tubular petals. While elephant hawk moths stand out as an extraordinary beacon of beauty, every moth is an essential component of the habitats where they live, thriving on plants, nourishing a wealth of bats and birds. Their existence is always something worth celebrating.